Fish War is a documentary that captures the resilience of Indigenous people in Washington as they fought to protect their fishing rights. It sheds light on ongoing challenges that Indigenous communities face today. NWPB's Renee Diaz reports.
That was Randy Lewis. He's an emeritus board member of the United Indians of All Tribes Foundation. In a theater in Wenatchee on June 27th, he opened the screening of a film with a prayer. Lewis is part of the Colville Indian Reservation. He was part of the historic movement in the battle over salmon fishing rights. This movement led to the historic Bolt decision and is the center of the documentary. The court case in 1974 would affirm the tribe's treaty rights and establish them as co-managers of the resource. Here's a clip from the film. North 40 Productions, based in Wenatchee, produced Fish War with Northwest Treaty Tribes Media.
It's been stated that salmon are as important as the air that we breathe. And we've always been taught, you know, when the tide is out, the table is set.
But without the Bolt decision, there'd be no fish today.
It changed everything. It's probably the most important decision in our state's history in a lot of ways.
Without the Bolt decision, we might not be Indian anymore.
The screening was part of a fundraiser for the Indigenous Roots and Reparation Foundation, an Indigenous-led nonprofit established to preserve history, culture, and traditions through advocacy and education. Mary Big Bull Lewis, founder of the nonprofit, said the film brings light to the protection of Indigenous culture. However, to this day, Indigenous people are still fighting for their resources. Big Bull Lewis is a member of the Blackfoot tribe. The tribe's traditional foods are buffalo. They saw the decimation of the buffalo population.
The dominant culture wanted to take over the lands and rule over those. And so one way that they knew to get rid of them was to, let's just gather up all the buffalo and kill them. Then they'll lose all their food. That will eliminate a culture. That will eliminate people.
After the film, there was a Q&A with Native and community leaders. They spoke about issues tribes face in Washington and potential solutions.
The tribes, we look for comprehensive solutions. There should be a place for salmon and energy, salmon and agriculture, just doing things better.
That's Donella Miller. She's the program manager for fisheries resource management at Yakima Nation Fisheries. Here's Randy Lewis again.
Billy Frank used to say, save the salmon and you'll save the people. He wasn't talking just about Indian people. He was talking about all of us. Because without this keystone species, there would be no evergreen state.
To learn more about Indigenous Roots and Reparation Foundation and Fish War, visit our website. Reporting in Wenatchee, I'm Renee Diaz.
Renee Diaz reports for NWPB in collaboration with the Wenatchee World and the Murrow College of Communication Local News Fellowship Program.